To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
You know the expression, the grass is always greener on the other side. David, I really think it relates a lot to folks who are single versus folks who are married or in relationships, right? I mean, sometimes I look at some of my single friends and I just think, wow, the freedom, their life seems so exciting. But then they look at mine and be like, oh, you've got this great husband and this great kid and dogs and the whole, you know. So it's funny, isn't it? It's like cup is always half full, or whatever that expression is. Like, I'm bringing up too many sayings. Enough already.
Yeah. No, you're right. The grass is always greener. But I'll admit, being single has its benefits, but being in a relationship has it too. But I got to tell you, today's guest is an expert on the subject. And as you and I speak all the time about, you know, beauty inside and out, you know, a lot of women we find want to look good, some because they want to find that special someone, but others just so they can feel confident about themselves. So I want to bring on our guest today, Mandy Hale. She is not only a blogger that turned to be a hit author, but she's known around the world as the single woman. I kind of laugh because I hate to tell you what they know me as, but anyway. She just had a new book come out, The Single Woman, Life, Love, and a Dash of Sass. So Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
What would you tell some of our listeners about, some of our single listeners? You know, you talk about confidence and just the fun of being single, but what would you tell some of our listeners?
Well, I think that I would tell them what I've been telling my, you know, my readers and followers for the last 3 years. It's that, you know, happiness is really based on how you feel inside, not who is standing beside you on the outside. So I think, you know, my book just really kind of gets, it is for single women, but it's also really for all people who are just really striving to live their best life and to not settle in any area of life, whether it be career, love, you know, friendships, whatever the situation may be. So, yeah.
Well, there you talk about confidence and empowerment and things like that. Talk to us about how do we let go of some of the things that hold us back? I mean, a lot of people think they have to be in a relationship, but, you know, if you can get comfortable with yourself and be confident, I mean, life looks a lot different. So what would you suggest? How do we let go of some of these things?
Well, I think that letting go and moving on is one of the biggest issues that women and people in general struggle with. I mean, it's definitely the number one question I get from women, asking for advice for, and I think let go of anything is, before you can do it, you have to realize that you're going to be okay with it. I think that you're going to be okay without it. Because I think women, especially once you get, you know, late 20s and beyond, people kind of start to look at you crazy. I'm here in the South, and it's especially, you know, sort of a prevalent attitude that if you're not married by age 30, then there must be something, you know, tragically wrong with you. And so I think that gives women the feeling that they have to run out and you know, grab onto the nearest guy they find, or if they're dating someone who's not that great, oh, I better marry him now before I'm left with no one, or I have no other hope to ever be married. So I think that women just understanding that, you know, if you let go of it, you're going to be okay without it. Your life is going to, you know, continue to progress along, and there's going to be something better coming along. You don't have to settle for something that's less than what you feel like you deserve, or less than, you know, what makes you happy. And I think that that's a big issue that women face, is just feeling like they have to settle for whoever is standing right in front of them because they think that they may never find anyone quote-unquote better. And my message to that is, you are someone better. You know, you are worthy of more than just settling for something that's average because, you know, you're afraid that nothing better is ever going to come along.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, life is a tough journey, and you want to find the right teammate. And I got to tell you, what I was looking for at 20 or 25 is certainly a lot different than what I'm looking now at over 30. I'm well over 30, so that's a joke. So what I'm looking for is a lot different, but finding the right person is definitely worth waiting. So let's talk about it. You also talk about how to build friendships in your book. Talk to me about that. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of friendships, and what do you look for?
Well, I think as I get older, especially, I start to, it becomes kind of harder to make friends and to go out and meet people. So I think it's really important to build your inner circle and to keep your inner circle tight. You don't have to have 10 or 15 people who you consider best friends. I mean, I think the tighter your circle, the stronger it is. And so I just always encourage, a big part of my book talks about toxic friendships and knowing when to let go and move on from friendships. And I think that you know, it's really important to kind of evaluate your friendships and make sure that you have healthy people in your life, because honestly, your life can't rise any higher than your friendships. And the, you know, there's a quote that talks about the five people you spend the most time around are the five people you're going to be the most like. So I think it's very careful to be selective about who you allow in your life. And if you have a friendship that, even if it's one that's been in your life for years and years, if it's draining and negative and someone who's always tearing you down or belittling you or not being happy for you and your successes, and you know, I think it's just, it's sometimes you just got to spring clean your life the same way you would your house or your closet, and kind of lose the dead weight of people who are not supporting you and not loving you and not being there for you.
I live my life that way. I do it with my Facebook friends from time to time. I do it from my phone call list, because there are a lot of people that look for negative, and like you say, they either get jealous or they're not go-getters. And if you surround yourself with energetic people and supportive people, oh, trust me, I make some wrong decisions every day of the week, and I've got some great friends that support my decisions, good or bad, and are helping me through it, you know, when I make the wrong ones. And if you've got a supportive group, it's like just an extension of your family, knowing you can always count on your friends and family. And I agree. Keep it a small circle. But let's talk about how some of
you. I think if you're, you know, I think whatever you're attracting into your life, if you want to attract better and more positive and more healthy people, I think you have to become a more positive and healthy person. I know that for me, the more that I've grown and evolved as a person, the more positive and dynamic the relationships and the friendships are that I've attracted into my life. So that's a big message in the book, too, just talking about what you hope to find, whether it's in, you know, a dating relationship or a friendship or career or whatever, become it, and then you're going to attract it.
And what do you say to folks when, as you mentioned, you're from the South, and they say if you're not married by the time you're 30, you get a lot of flack? What are some things that women can say to their friends and family who aren't supportive? And I know we just talked about dropping them, but sometimes with some family, you got to keep them around. But what do you say to that?
Right.
You know, the pressure can be really troubling.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, my slogan is I'm single because I'm too fabulous to settle. And I think just kind of, you know, being really honest with people and just saying, you know what, I appreciate your concern, but, you know, the truth is there's not anything wrong with me. There's not, it's not some character flaw that I'm not married yet. There's actually something really, really right with me, and that I'm willing to hold out for the best, that I'm not settling for someone who is not the best that, you know, that God has for me, because I'm holding out for, you know, the very best in life, whether it is love or whatever the situation may be. I think, at least for me, that's kind of how I answer those questions when people come at me, well, why are you still single? Well, I'm still single because I'm too fabulous to settle, and I'm living my life, and I'm going out there, and I'm following my dreams, and I'm chasing my goals, and I'm doing everything that I would do if I had a partner. And then when someone comes into my life eventually, when or if, it will be because they compliment me and not because they complete me.
Perfect.
I love that. You know, Mandy, I'm what about women who just want to stay single? Like, they're not waiting, or they're not, you know, they just enjoy their life, and they like to be able to date around, and they like to be able to, you know, just develop their own interests. What have you run across that in your experiences with single women, where they say, look, even if I met Mr. Right, I still want to be single?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely met have, you know, friends who kind of have that mindset, and I absolutely, I think whatever is your happy place, whatever you feel like is your calling in life. I mean, for me, I'm 34. I've never been, you know, never been married, never been engaged. And I do feel like that's in the plan for me eventually, but not everyone is like that. And I think if you're out there living your best, most positive life, that's really all that matters, whether you're, you know, a party of one or a party of two.
I got to agree, and we're going to run out of time. So we got to thank Mandy Hale for joining us. Her website is thesinglewoman.net. Her book is The Single Woman, Life, Love, and a Dash of Sass. She's brought up some great points. Let go of some things that are holding you back. Let go of the toxic friends. Build a close circle of friends around you, and be confident, because it's your choice. You are too good, so you get to make the choice to stay single or not. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Insights. Find out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.